next on Speak Up.
Watching pornography. Their marriage was already, as you can imagine,
on the rocks.
Not doing so well, and she felt mistreated in the marriage, but she didn't know why that he wasn't, you know, being intimate with her for as much as they used to.
It all starts right now.
81% of parents don't think,
they don't think
dating violence is a problem.
Right.
What you're going through, you think you're the only one that's ever gone through this.
It is not always well. Sex is not the sin, and sex is not the problem.
You know, address the elephant in the room. Don't mess that up.
I think as women, we have a lot of things to do. We multitask, so that's why we have to control.
Pornography use and addiction is widespread. With easy access to technology, it is likely that this problem will not go away. According to some studies, 25 out of 100 online search engine requests are related to sex. That's about 68 million requests per day. 38 out of 100 of all internet downloads are pornographic. And sadly, the average age of first exposure to internet porn is 11. But a gender gap exists. 7 out of 10 men aged 18 to 24 visit a porn site at least once per month, with the largest consumer group of internet porn being men aged 35 to 49. In fact, out of 100 men, 63 say they have viewed porn online, compared to 13 out of 100 women. What to do when you know the man in your life is using pornography? Let's speak up about pornography. Those are a lot of numbers, but it's scary, isn't it?
The scariest number is age 11. That's what just kills me. Absolutely kills me.
In fact, I heard in another study that 93% of boys at some point, young boys, are really, really able, they reported seeing porn and being exposed to porn at that age.
Which is rough because everyone has a sexual appetite, children, adults, and stuff like that. But if you're so young and your sexual appetite is opened up in the way, by way of pornography, then it's not opened up in the most healthiest of ways.
The only thing that I can think of is that this man who are spending so many hours, you know, they are looking for it and not doing it. And for me, I think that is where the problem lies.
You can imagine what will happen. I mean, the age group, 35 to 49, these are probably married men.
You would think they would be at the prime. No, actually, women are in their prime after when they grow older.
Oh, but that age, between 35 to 49, it's very likely they're married. And so the question is, you can imagine what that does to a relationship.
To your marriage.
You know,
I mean, some people argue that it helps, and then some people argue that it doesn't.
But the question is it about education as opposed to, like, real pornography?
What you mean? You're saying they're using it to
educate themselves?
Right.
Maybe they just need a little help from a friend.
A little kick.
Online friend.
See, this is what makes people confused.
I'm not with it.
You know, it is true that some professionals out there say, oh, you need this to spice up your love life or to... But in reality, we see the detrimental effects
of
pornography.
That's the thing. Right.
And some of that search engine stuff, couldn't that be Googling, I want to spice up my marriage, I want to try something new? Or are we literally talking about
pornographic.
And downloading, as you saw, it's really the most of the downloads are related to
But do you realize that when it comes to pornography, an individual will then watch hours upon hours of pornography, but you're not having hours upon hours
of sex? That's my point, girl.
Right?
You're married. Pornography should be, it's between you and your spouse.
And not between, yes.
Right. Well, let me be clear here. Being a married woman, my husband and I, whatever happened between us, it's in between us. Mm-hmm. We have too concerned about what happens in
other people's
bedrooms. Okay, but evidently, if this is going out of the realm or out of our relationship, I would be very upset that I am not included in his pornography use, right? So I want to be, you know, be all and the end of it all in his imagination or whatever.
So what women or spouses, wives go through when they find out. I can remember a close friend of mine who shared that she ended up finding the husband watching pornography. Their marriage was already, as you can imagine, not doing so well, and she felt mistreated in the marriage, but she didn't know why
that he wasn't, you know, being intimate with her for as much as they used to in the beginning. And then she caught him with pornography, seeing pornography on the computer. And that just shattered
life. When two people are having sex, when a married couple, when their sex life is healthy, and then you still find your husband
in pornography.
That is just as
it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good because you're wondering what's wrong and am I not satisfying something here that you've got to turn to that. It's hard on both accounts.
Regardless, both experiences.
As a matter of fact, I actually have the story that I read online. Disclaimer, not my story.
Okay.
Not anybody related in my circle, but it's a story that I read online. She's a Christian woman, and the husband apparently had been hiding a sex addiction or pornography for 16 years. And I don't know what the wife was doing, why she did not caught like any signs or symptoms. Was she lacking anything? But at one point, the father, the dad was having pornography, was sitting with their daughter, and she caught that the dad wasn't paying attention. And on the TV were cheerleaders, and that dad was like glued on the cheerleaders with their skimpy like outfits.
Yeah.
Wow. And also another point was that I think he's not so focused. He's like so withdrawn, and oftentimes he would be like staring into space and not talking. And even when in church, he would be staring at women in church.
It's like with any addiction.
Right.
If you're addicted to something,
that's what
takes up your brain, and can't focus and have healthy relationships when that's all you're thinking
about. Right. And I think the sad thing about that story was that because of that, the daughter was not looking for love that she did not feel from her dad, but in the wrong kind of man. So at 18 years old, she was raped through like dating group. And then because of that, it all went downhill, and she turned into subjected herself into like prostitution because of that. And that just messed up everything. And the wife just decided, you know what? After 22 years, she asked the husband, "Are you still doing it?" Despite of doing counseling and everything. And he said, "I don't want to lie to you. I am still doing it."
And,
so
you know, sadly,
she broke it off.
When that happens, and if somebody finds that during the marriage, trust me, that didn't start at the marriage.
No.
Most likely, as we saw on the statistics, it started early on in adolescent, you know, adolescent masturbating, thinking that that's something they should do, boys, young boys, being exposed to it. So by the time they get to the marriage, they've been on this maybe for years, and that it's very hard.
And the expectations for sex change. If you've already been watching pornography for that long, and this is your ideal of what this is like, and then you get married,
then you can see how that would be.
But like, even if it started in a gentleman after he was married, so say he was married for 2-3 years, and then he started watching pornography thereafter. One of the biggest damaging effects is then in his partner, in his wife, because she'll now think to herself, "Did something go wrong? Did I do something?"
Right.
But it's not always on the woman. Perhaps it's the guy's expectations. Perhaps. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Let me tell you what. We can talk all we want, but there's an expert here that can help us understand what really goes on and what can be done. So Dr. Salacek is a professor at the Theological Seminary at Andrews University, and especially in addiction and in pornography addiction as well. Thank you for being here, Dr. Salacek. You heard there's this huge fear among many spouses, when they find their husbands using pornography, they don't know what to do. What do you think goes in the hearts and the minds and the feelings of women when they go through that experience?
Well, the women that I've worked with, the main feeling is a sense of betrayal. That somehow, you know, you have committed your life to me, and now you're going somewhere else to get your sexual needs met.
Yeah.
So a sense of betrayal, feelings that I'm not enough, that I'm inferior. And that's devastating to a woman who gives herself, you know, freely to her husband, to the man that she loves. And it feels to her like that she's just been devastated by that experience.
Yeah, I can imagine that can really, if already the marriage was not going well. As I mentioned, I have a friend that went through that. Actually, that prompted a divorce after that because they said, you know, I've been trying, and he's not trying.
Yeah.
And so I can only imagine. Well, we have more questions for you. We will be right back after the break, and my Speak Up friends will join us to ask some tough questions here for Dr. Salacek. Don't go away.
We are speaking up about pornography, and Dr. David Salachek is helping us. Dr. Salachek, tell us, what are some of the root causes behind this addiction to pornography?
Mm-hmm. Often what we see are men who have a history of having been sexually abused themselves. Mm. And so the sex drive is awakened, you know, very, very young. But there are other things, too. You know, perfectionism, performance, orientation, those things. And by the way, research shows that men who are raised in very conservative Christian circles have a higher rate of pornography than those who are not.
That's surprising.
It's not surprising.
Not surprising at all.
You know, in fact, I've heard that in some countries where there is a lot of norms in regards to women, how they dress, that mm-hmm. they need to dress, you know, long dresses, not show their bodies, etc., that there's a lot of pornography going on mm-hmm. from the male perspective, which is
because they're not getting that visual stimulant in everyday life?
I don't know. It's right. like well, similar to this well, idea yeah. of conservative.
Well, I think so. But I mean, men are visual more than women are mm-hmm. visually stimulated. But, mm-hmm. but you know, when I talk to men who are struggling with pornography, and I ask them, what are you really looking for by doing that? Consistently, they say, I'm looking for intimacy and connection.
Oh, huh. Really? That's shocking.
I'm looking for intimacy and connection. And in fact, if we can look at it this way, I believe that God created every single one of us for connection with mm-hmm. himself. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a God-sized hole in every one of our hearts mm-hmm. that only he can fill. Mm-hmm. And when you look at that, God made us for intimacy and connection mm-hmm. with one another and with himself. And Satan has just set up all kinds of traps, mm-hmm. either, you know, pornography websites, all those statistics you were, you know, citing earlier. You know, that's one thing. But here's another thing that is equally the other end of the spectrum. When I talk to groups of people and I ask them, who taught you about sex? Did you learn about sex from your parents at home? You know what I see?
What?
Less than 10% say, my parents taught me about sex
right.
at home.
Yeah, usually right. a taboo. Nobody wants to talk about
that's
it.
Right. Oh,
so we have sexual shame, you know, as a culture, especially in yeah. religious circles. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we don't talk about it. We don't teach our children about it, mm-hmm. which is this end of the spectrum, which
then
leaves the
go
void to going to the other one, which is Satan's perversion, instead of seeing the beautiful picture of sexuality that God has for us, which is really the antidote, you know, for pornography.
Right. You know, I feel so bad that in the religious setting that sex is not seen as this celebratory moment. Like, mm-hmm. that's one mm-hmm. of the first things God talked to with Adam about. He was like, look here, man.
Yeah.
Know your wife.
That's right.
And what do you think? Know your wife meant, you know? And I'm like, why do we have to present it as such a shameful thing? Maybe because of the way Satan distorts it. Mm-hmm. But shouldn't that then empower us to break that down and be like, no, he tries to distort it, but that's something God created for celebration, for recreation. I mean, everything, you know?
And if we started that conversation young,
that's what
if we had that healthy conversation mm-hmm. young, maybe we'd be preventing.
There should be no shame in that.
For a wife, exactly. when or a woman that her boyfriend or a spouse, somehow she finds out or he tells her that he's using pornography, what would be the best reaction or the best steps she could take?
Mm-hmm. So if it's a dating situation and he reveals to you that he's struggling with pornography, and that's an important issue even for premarital counseling and all of that.
Yeah.
And so it needs to be talked about. It needs to be talked about. She deserves to know. Hmm. And so when she knows, I mean, there are several choices that she has at that moment. You know, one is, you know, I don't want to expose myself to that. And so I'm sorry, this is not going to work for me, mm-hmm. which is one of the realities.
So, ladies, let me make sure, if you're watching as in you're dating, pay attention to this. You want to ask the question of your boyfriend.
Yep.
You know, you don't need to say, are you addicted to pornography? But do you have struggled with this? And be open, right?
Yeah.
You want to ask the question.
Yeah. Well, but the statistics show that probably 7 out of 10 men, if they're honest, will have answered yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
so,
then now,
so, okay,
the options.
So what do we do at that point? One of the options is this. I insist... suggest, but insist that that you address this issue.
So she, you should talk to your boyfriend and say, I insist that you, that's one option.
No, if you want to stay with me, you don't have to, but if you want to stay with me, you know, this needs to be addressed before we really move on in the relationship. Mm-hmm. Because it's not okay with me for, you know, because if you're doing it now, you're going to do it when we get married too, mm-hmm. in all likelihood. Yeah. You know, a lot of women think, well, he'll have me then, he won't need pornography, but that's not the way it works.
No, it is okay? not. Listen to that. It's not the way it works.
Okay. Right, right. And so I want to make sure to whatever degree I can, because I love you and I really want a healthy marriage with you, that you get help. In addition to that, I'm willing to be a part of that. You know, a part of your journey, because recovery is a journey. It's not just, well,
one
I'm never going to do it
again.
You know, I'm going to promise you I'm never going to do it again. That doesn't work. You know, when it's truly a compulsive behavior like that, it doesn't work that way. So it is a journey, and it's a journey that you can't make a promise. Absolutely, I'll never do it again. But you can say, you know, as I'm connected with God, my intimacy needs are met with God first, mm-hmm. and secondly, in this relationship, mm-hmm. then God's power is enough to help me overcome.
What are we talking about? What is pornography per se?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pornography is generally speaking today, didn't used to be this way, but today, it generally is the use of some kind of media, either your cell phone or your tablet or your computer.
Used to be printed magazines.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. But now it's more often than not. Yeah.
Electronic.
It's not just a photo, but it's a live presentation.
Okay. Yeah.
And
it could be movies,
again,
videos.
When children view it at 11 or younger, this is their first experience of sex. And so it's wired into their brain that this is what sex is.
Because they haven't developed fully.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, it's there.
Brain is in development.
And so when they get into real sex, it's very different than that. But so it's electronic media of some kind or other, and it can be straight or gay porn, okay? Mm-hmm. And often what happens is that you're viewing this, and there's the use of fantasy that goes along with it, mm-hmm. as well as most of the time masturbation mm-hmm. that goes with it. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a package deal. Where the whole of the person, you know, is involved
so
in that.
So is masturbation expression. One of the things that actually increases the risk if men early on start masturbating in their, early years in the adolescence, they're more likely to then become addicted to pornography?
Well, I think it certainly is a risk factor, you know, that would set one up, you know, for that, yes.
For that. Because that sounds like this is part of the problem later on as they're looking at the pornographic video, whatever it is, that they are also masturbating. And so it does make an impact in that way. Now, you mentioned a dating woman. What about a woman who is already married? Mm-hmm. So she doesn't have that option to say, or does she?
Well, she certainly, when she becomes aware of it, needs to be free to express her feelings about it. You know, whatever it is that she's feeling, mm-hmm. that she needs to be authentic with that. Mm-hmm. That's a part of her own recovery. Mm-hmm. Because remember, when we're in a relationship with someone who is acting out, someone who is an addict, we have to understand that we have our own journey of recovery that we need to be on. Mm-hmm. It's not just supporting him, but it's our own journey now. So what are my feelings? You know, do I need to get help for myself as well as encouraging him to get help, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, you know you can't demand that someone get help. Well, you can, but it doesn't work real well. Mm-hmm. But because, you know,
because they would do it for you and not for themselves.
Exactly. And so that makes you responsible then, and we don't want that to happen. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can encourage them. You can even set bottom lines about it. But what they do with it is their choice.
Yeah.
You know, they have to engage in it. But you have the right then to say, you know, whether you get help or don't get help, I'm going to get help.
Mm-hmm. So you can start attending a 12-step meeting maybe.
For yourself or go to counseling.
Kinds of things that are helpful.
To a sex, you know, therapy or just a regular counselor who knows about addiction of some kind or other. Mm-hmm. And so And so that would be the first thing I would suggest, is that get help for yourself. And the hope is that as you grow and get healthier, that's going to encourage your spouse to get healthier, too.
If he chooses not to, is this use of pornography just like a betrayal? You said that many of women, you know, they feel betrayed. Is that grounds to then you say, okay, he's choosing someone else instead of me? I don't want to stay. Is that seen in that way? Because I've seen some women with that argument.
Well, you know, the Bible says that if a man looks at a woman with lust in his heart, he's guilty of
adultery.
Of adultery. Okay. And so Jesus saw it as a form of adultery. Yeah. In other words, it's the breaking of a marriage covenant. In other words, I'm giving to another woman, even if it's just a video of another woman, that which you deserve to have. And so I think God takes it very seriously.
Very seriously. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Selacek, for talking to us and helping us understand a little bit more this very, very important issue. For more information, visit our website, hopetv.org/speakup, where you can find more resources and download our Speak Up notes on pornography. Send us your comments and your questions on Facebook as well. When we come back, the Word of God will speak up on this issue. Stay with us. We are speaking up about what to do when the man in your life is using pornography. What do you think about the suggestions that Dr. Selacek gave to us?
I think they were helpful. I think too often we don't ask those questions. We're answering questions that real people have. What do you do when you're in that situation? Number one, there's hope, because you hopefully they want to get help and you guys work it out together. Mm-hmm. But you know what?
If they don't,
there's an out.
I would I'd like to shed light on education. So instead of remediating the situation when it happens, to start way early on the prevention side. You know, taking all this thing that we have with sex and talk about it and tell it like it is and use a lot of science and this approach of God's plan, that it's all about intimacy, it's all about, you know, what each other have to do to have together, nobody else does.
Right.
That makes it all the difference.
Yeah, so parents have a huge role to play, as you're just saying, to really bring up the topic and discuss these issues.
That coupled with, you know, you mentioned earlier about it used to be magazines. So, like, you can keep your kids out of the gas station or from going into that section or whatever. Yeah. Today, it's at their fingertips.
Yeah.
So let's just, say
it. If you don't say it, they're going to go and find all the information.
They're going to go find it. But we also need to be careful about what they're exposed to as far as digital media.
Certainly.
That's very aware of that.
I think that's important is the parents need to be educated on how to educate. They need to learn how to educate it to
that's
their
kids. That's a good point.
Kids. It is. Because sometimes they don't know where to start.
Exactly. They might be educating it, but not educating it properly.
Right.
Right. And
so it will still come out wrong.
Right. And we also talked about with Dr. Selacek about how sex is presented in certain ways that make it look wrong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But sex,
the problem is not with sex.
No, sex is not the problem.
No, sex is not the problem.
No. Sex is actually, in my opinion, if I may, is a form of worship. Mm-hmm. Intimacy is there to do a lot of things. Intimacy, as one person broke it down, is seeing into someone. So intimacy is into me see. You're allowing someone to see into you, and that is an act of worship where you're bringing God into the whole thing. Let's be honest. God created this thing for a reason.
Yeah, and when we look in the Bible on this issue, remember, that is such a sacred moment, as you pointed, because those two people become one. Now imagine somebody addicted to pornography and looking at all that, and really, you know, it becomes a selfish thing.
Right.
That it's not really about the other. And we learn from God's plan that sex is not about me. It's about pleasing the one I love and bringing that intimacy in that way. So it's really a give and take.
Yeah, so
that
doesn't
happen with
a magazine or
a video.
I would like to bring out the principle of it all then. Okay, so it's really not about the pornography in itself. It's just it's too late when that happens.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So there are other things way before that when it gets to that point. So that's just a symptom. What a husband and a wife do together, I really, in my opinion,
yes, ma'am,
and according to the Word mm-hmm. of God, it's something so intimate. It's in between them. Mm-hmm. The fact that you are addicted to something, the fact that you have these fantasies mm-hmm. outside of your bedroom with somebody else who is not your
wife,
mate,
or your mate,
is the problem in itself.
Yeah. So how do women get out of this? And that is probably what some of the viewers right now, they're going through this. They don't know what to do. And so if you're dating, ask the question. You have some of the options mm-hmm. to see if the person wants to get help. If not, you may want to actually break that up. Relationship. Mm-hmm. And if you are married, as we just heard as well, good counsel. Likewise, you know, approaching this issue, seeking help, start getting help yourself.
I think also
because
you
need to go to a group session, and even if the husband is not willing, at least you will need that help, mm-hmm. a support group.
I think also in marriage, it's important for the wife to help the husband understand that he's in a safe space within their marriage. Mm-hmm. That marriage is a safe space, which means there's a team, there's a partnership there. We are teammates. We are in this together.
Yes.
And I don't think that wives should bail out as soon as they hear there's a pornography addiction. Mm-hmm. No.
No, because maybe he's willing to work it out.
Exactly.
And you
we're
can
in
together.
This together. It's a
I think because it's about sex, we're more willing. If it was alcohol or drugs or something else, we're like more willing. I'm in this with you. I'm willing to help. But for some reason,
we're in this together.
To sex.
We're in
this. It's because of that betrayal aspect.
Right.
But the Bible,
right.
I'm sure, has something to do or to say mm-hmm. about this.
Right. The Bible has something to say about all addictions. God is always a way of escape to help us out. And I know it's hard. It's a difficult thing because it includes so much. It's a sexual thing. It's a mental, emotional thing. But God is there through it all. Erica, I believe she has our verse today.
Yeah, we're going to read James 1, verses 14 and 15. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. Mm-hmm. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death.
See, so it is actually a process that, you know, as we heard, people actually yearn for God. And mm-hmm. when that is not met, that desire for something more, then they can look for other things, and step by step, they can be
now,
in that.
Yeah, I want us to understand that sex is not the sin. It's when sex is taken into the wrong context.
That's very true. If a loved one is struggling with pornography, there is hope. Recovering from pornography addiction will take time, but it is possible. Join a Christ-centered 12-step recovery program and seek counseling. You may also go to gatewaytowholeness.org, and there you find a free pornography intervention online that will be helpful. For more resources and to download our Speak Up notes on pornography, visit hopetv.org/speakup and share them with your friends and family. Remember, God loves you no matter what you are going through, and He can help you gain victory over any addiction, including pornography. Seek Him today. If you would like prayer, call us at 1-888-446-7388 and send us your comments and your questions through Facebook. We love to hear from you. We'll see you next time to speak up on issues that matter for your whole health and happiness.